Please welcome Britt Hall and Reverend Elizabeth Longo.
Good morning. Thank you, Zoe, for rocking us out with Mary J. Blige. Fine. You are fine. Yes?
Yes.
You are fine.
So are you, my dear.
I'm so glad Elizabeth Longo is here today. We love whenever we can get together. Welcome, Elizabeth Longo. And we got together at the Unity Worldwide Convention in June out in Kansas City, and we're like, we gotta figure out when we can do this. And I said, well, we're kicking off registration for our first ever fall retreat, which we are co-facilitating together. Some of you have been on retreats with us. Please raise your hand if you've been on a retreat with Elizabeth and myself. You are still here, see? Look at that. And I said, you know what, why don't you come? If you can come in July, come on, and we'll kick it off together. We'll kick off the registration together. So I'm very grateful she's here, which is kind of perfect, because the retreat is about gratitude, the power of it, and Friendsgiving, being in community.
And there's tremendous power in being in community. Because when two or more are gathered, the presence of God is amplified. So we create a sacred space like we're going to be doing right now, a sacred container. So join me, because each and every one of you is powerful. Because I know the Spirit of God is right where you are. So take a breath with me right now, and let's amplify this presence right now. Let's create right here an intention, a sacred container for us to really dive in deeply, deeply into our souls, to see what needs to emerge, even in our brokenness, that we can come to that place of gratitude, making room for Spirit in and through us and as us. So we call forth the Holy Spirit as the activity of God in us for quickening right here and right now.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen to that.
Amen to that.
So in brokenness, you shine, huh? But let me ask you something.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask everyone here. Have you ever felt that the rug beneath your feet was pulled away and you had nothing to step on and you didn't know what to do or who to be, that your even sense of self was shaking? And you had no place to hang on to? Have you ever felt that? Because I certainly have.
Is there anyone feeling it right now? You don't have to say yes.
You don't have to.
I know there is. I know, because we're really kindred spirits. We get together no matter how much time has gone between seeing each other, and we can finish each other's sentences. And we've been through similar things this year. We've been through very trying times, very growth-inducing times of pain, heartache, betrayal, and that's life.
And it's all good.
It's all good. That's not to say, oh.
Now, it takes great courage, and I mean great courage, when you're in the midst of it, to stop for a moment and say, how can I be grateful in this? How can I really, really find the good in here? For me, I focus on the little things that I can be grateful for while honoring the pain, the human raw pain. Because you cannot bypass that. You make room for it and you breathe in it. And it is possible to be in peace, to find that center, to find that joy in you, and at the same time, make room for whatever needs to come forth. It is possible, and that's the power of gratitude, because we begin to look at the little blessings in everywhere. And sometimes when I can't find the blessing, I go around like, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. That's my mantra. I know there is a blessing here. I know there's a blessing. And God, I can't wait to see the blessing.
Seriously.
Right?
Say, God, I can't wait to see the blessing. God,
I can't wait to see the blessing.
Because there always is one. We're in that excavation process at all times. Change is what's happening at all times. And if you can't accept that or deal with that, you are on the wrong planet. Because that's why we're here. We're here to continue changing. And
life,
it's inevitable all the time.
Life is change. And water that doesn't move, what happens to it? It gets stagnant. So we gotta really flow with the ups and downs, with the waves and everything, because ultimately this is just an ocean of love.
And while we're on the water metaphor of flowing and ocean, we're more like a river, not a rock, right? We're always flowing, we're always moving, we're always shifting, we're always changing. We're not in that solid place where there is no change. When we get so fixated on security and stability, it's hard to go with the flow. It can be very difficult to go with the flow. A few months ago, I told Elizabeth this yesterday, that a few months ago I was speaking on a Sunday about kintsugi, the Japanese art of putting the ceramic, the valuable ceramic, back together. And when the ceramic gets broken, it's put back together with liquid gold, making it completely unique from any other ceramic, making it stronger than it was before, making it more valuable. And we are that kintsugi. But every time that we are feeling broken, that we're having an experience where we feel broken, we're coming back together. It's the natural order of things to come back together with that liquid gold. And it's the same parallel concept of when you break a bone, when it heals, it's stronger in that part where it broke, after the healing process has taken place. And so we're constantly becoming stronger because of all that we continue to experience. And we keep coming together in a setting like this at Unity to be reminded of that. We're in the reminder process. We're in the excavation process. It's not a learning new stuff. It's a chipping away and remembering the truth of who we are.
Like Michelangelo, he chipped away until he found David.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
The truth is, we're already whole and perfect. We are beautiful creations. So our awakening is just getting out of the way. Because we bought into a lot, and I mean a lot of BS. Belief systems. Let's get that clear.
What's your BS?
And it might not be working for you anymore, because life is continually whispering to you, grow, grow. There's a quote from the Talmud that says, every blade of grass has a little angel that says, grow, grow, grow.
Grow, grow, grow your boat. I'm thinking with the excavation process and speaking of shining, there's the story of the Golden Buddha. Do some of you know the story of the Golden Buddha? It's a beautiful story. There was a Buddha that was completely covered in clay. And it was at this small temple, and this is really it's a true story. It still is at a small temple in Bangkok, in Thailand. And in 1957, as Bangkok was growing and changing, the Buddha statue needed to be moved because they were building a highway next to this monastery. And so they brought in a crane to move the Buddha, and it was freakishly heavy. And the crane couldn't handle it. As the crane started to lift it, the crane was tilting over, and the statue started to crack. And so they put the Buddha back down, the Buddha statue back down, and said, and at that point it had started to rain anyway, so they were gonna bring in a stronger crane the next day. And since it had started to crack and started to rain, they put a tarp over the Buddha, the statue. And night fell, and in the middle of the night, the head monk decided to go out and just check on the Golden Buddha, which he didn't know was golden, the clay Buddha. And his flashlight, as he was checking the Buddha, caught a glimmer of something really shiny. He said, "What's that?" Pulled the tarp up, and he saw another crack with something shiny. And so he went and got a hammer and a chisel and started to chisel away carefully. And he chiseled and he chiseled and he chiseled until hours later what had been revealed was this beautiful golden, solid golden Buddha that they didn't know existed. They thought it was a clay Buddha statue. And the story is that hundreds of years earlier, the Burmese armies that were invading, at that point Thailand was Siam, that were invading Siam, were coming their way, and so they covered their golden Buddha with clay to protect it. And unfortunately, all of the monks in that monastery were killed. And so there was no one to tell the story that there was a golden Buddha under that clay. And they didn't know this until 1957. And that is still there today. It's a very, very famous, well-known landmark at this temple, this very small temple in Bangkok. And what it represents, especially in the Buddhist tradition, it represents that excavation. That clay represents from the moment we're born, from the moment we come into this world, we are having layer after layer after layer of hard shell clay put over us from what we're taught, from politics, from teachers, from other people, from environment. And we've got our own golden essence at our core of who we are. We are golden. That would be a great song to you, wouldn't it?
Let's do it.
Living my life like it's golden, golden. Living my life like it's golden, because it is. It is. Underneath it all, underneath every experience, we have that golden center, that golden core of who we are. And it's that releasing and getting stronger with each experience. Doesn't each time you go through something, doesn't it get a little bit easier than it did the time before? And then we come to a place like unity, and we are reminded of the truth, with a capital T, that which can never be changed in us, that there is one power and one presence in the universe, and that's it. There can't be two. If that is true, there can't be two powers. There is one power and one presence in the universe, and that is God the good.
And through our cracks, we allow the light to shine forth, because we all have that golden Buddha. And what do we call the golden Buddha in our community? Our I am presence. I am that I am. That's our golden Buddha, the Christ in us. Our connection with Source, with Big Mind, with infinity, with all there is right where we are. So when our heart is broken, there's more room for the golden Buddha to shine forth its light. Because it is in the darkest night that we can see the clearest, more brightest stars. So whatever you may be going through, or have gone through, or have not healed, know that it is an opportunity for the light to shine forth even more in you. We're all healing at some point. We're all awakening to something greater. We're all being lived and moving up the spiral in consciousness, because life is consciousness, and we're flowing in this infinite consciousness, and life is for us, not against us. Everything happens for a purpose. We are here to know who we are, to know ourselves as the spirit of the living, loving God. And every person, place, situation that happens to come into our existence is only there to bless us, even if it doesn't seem so at the time. So I have come up with an acronym for HEAL. I have an acronym for HEAL. H stands for home. So when you're going through something, whatever it is, even if it's something small that is just obsessing you, it's an opportunity to come home. Because as long as you're thinking that something needs to be different, or trying to fix a situation or a person, place, or thing, no one's here to take care of you. So this is an opportunity to come home. Home to self. Self-love, self-care, and finding that place in you of stability in the midst of change. Life is change, but there's a part in us, our spirit, that is unchanging, unmoving, finding that center in us, finding the eye in the midst of the storm. And we can always do that, as simple as taking a breath and remembering who I am. I am here. I'm here. I know who I am. Take a breath with me. I am here. And just allow yourself to go into the very center of your being. Easy. It's always in the moment. Life is here. The mind, our surface mind, is always going into the past or the future. Be here now, right here. So that's the homecoming, because we want to build our lives on a solid rock, not on sand. If their foundation is on a sand, what happens? The house crumbles. So you want to have a solid foundation, and that is your spiritual practice. And that, my friends, means also when you're going through something, because we have to honor our humanity. You can't bypass your emotions. You can't bypass whatever is arising. So that means that it takes courage to let down our defenses and take down our armor and be vulnerable and reach out to someone and say, hey, I'm not able to see the truth in me right now. Can you hold me in prayer? Can you see that truth for me that I'm not able to see right now? I need help. It's okay to ask for help.
Sometimes that's the prayer. Help!
Yes!
Help!
Honor our humanity while holding on to the truth that who I am is one with God. Every part of me is divine, even though I'm not knowing it right now. That's the homecoming to self. E is for energy. Everything is energy. Nothing is as solid as it seems. Watch your energy. Where your attention goes, there goes your energy. Heaven and hell are a thought away, and hell doesn't really exist. So watch your thoughts. Take a moment. What can I be grateful for? Where's my energy focused? Refocus your energy until you can find your vitality again, until you can find your aliveness. And that's the forgiveness work. Because as long as you're holding someone in with unforgiving thoughts, that means that you are taking the poison and expecting the other person to die. And that don't work, my friend.
And carrying around the rusty anchor behind you.
No. Yeah. So, homecoming, watch your energy. A for attention. Attention, where's your attention? And acceptance. Acceptance. Whatever is going on, you got to come to that place of accepting, being okay with life as it is showing up. That doesn't mean that you don't take action, but it means that you've totally cleared your mind, clear your emotions, come to that place of accepting reality. And then, that's a true awakening, another A, true awakening to who we are. And guess what L stands for? Love. There is nothing
but
love.
Very good class.
Love is all there is, the reason for existence, the greatest harmonizing power. There is one of our 12 powers. So when we love, we allow our true light to shine forth. The golden Buddha comes forth in loving, in being love.
It's what breaks the clay open.
Right?
It's that power. It's that power that is one of our 12.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one of our other 12 powers is faith. And that, even when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that I'm still willing to step up, take that leap in faith, and go forth with conviction that, you know what? Something greater will come out of this.
We can't go around whatever it is that we're experiencing. Life is what we call good, bad, and everything in between. We are deciding what it is. And as Elizabeth said, we can't bypass the stuff. How many, especially in relationship, how many times has that same person shown up in somebody else's body later? You don't have to raise your hand. Somebody raise their hand. I'm not going to look. You know. It's the stuff. It's the spiral of life. It's how we continue to grow stronger as we move through everything. The acceptance of what is. Life does not stop happening. Crap does not stop happening. It does not stop happening. Pain is inevitable. Suffering, optional. Because what we want to do is get ourselves to that point of changing our thinking about things. That is where the suffering comes from. How we are thinking of something, how we are viewing something, what are we calling bad? Again, not to bypass it.
And that's the power of the work by Byron Katie. She always says that, you know, suffering is optional. Because when we inquire into our thinking, we realize that not one thought is true. Nothing, absolutely nothing, has any meaning other than what we give it. And most of the times, we've created a whole story about some situation. And so-and-so betrayed me. So-and-so did this to me. You know what? As long as I'm holding the thought that somebody did me wrong, I'm betraying myself. I'm doing wrong to myself. And you know what? I'm responsible for this life. I'm responsible to show up at my best. I'm here with a sacred contract, as all of you are. We're here with a divine purpose during these times that are very challenging. And we're all here right now to shine our light, to awaken that golden Buddha, to be the golden Buddha with courage and love. As Ram Dass says, we are all walking each other home.
Yes.
And the Native Americans say, in that catch, I am another you.
Yes.
I am another you. Namaste.
Close your eyes for just a moment, if you will, and envision in your mind's eye that golden Buddha, that goldenness within you, that golden place in you. Pema Chodron says, life is a good teacher and a good friend. Things are always in transition. If we could only realize this truth, nothing ever sums itself up in the way that we like to dream about. The off-center, in-between state is an ideal situation, a situation in which we don't get caught, and we can open our hearts and minds beyond limit. At the root of the root, and the core of the core, your spirit is gold. It's the way you were born. We are all hiding something. And often it's our best and most priceless asset, even if we don't quite know what that is yet. Search for it. Unveil it. Trust yourself enough to let it shine forth. Trust that others will be thrilled to receive it. How else will you find your tribe? Once you spot that glimmer of gold, you'll never want to hide under heavy clay again. Break free. Break free and radiate that golden truth of who you are. When life becomes a shattered dream, slipping through my trembling hands, I need to know that you are near, to know you feel each falling tear. When there is no one near to understand, broken.
Giving and receiving, I give thanks. My neck, my head. Relax your face now. Your jaw relaxes, cheeks, eyes. Taking a moment to bless our eyes, our ears, our mouth, our senses. Grateful for this human experience. Now notice your breath. There's an intelligence ever breathing you, living through you as you. And take a deep cleansing, healing breath. And as you exhale, let go, let go, let God. Another deep cleansing, healing breath. And release the past, let it go. Bring your awareness now to your heart space. Be willing to open the heart, opening the heart to every experience, opening the heart to those places that we've been carrying heaviness, allowing for the opening. Let your heart open wide. And as you open your heart wide, let your light shine unapologetically. You are the golden Buddha, here for a divine purpose. Breathe into this awareness. And as you give of your light, that light returns to you magnified, beautiful, healing light going forth, entering like two beams of light through your eyes, showering every cell, every atom of your physical body and beyond. This light enters your ears so you are able to hear beyond your normal hearing, hearing the truth in every circumstance. visualize your entire physical body as light. I am the light of the world. And now breathe again and let this light expand even more. Once again, breathe and let the light from your heart reach to the person to your right, to your left, behind you, in front of you, above you. This light is amplified. I am in the light and the light is in me. And now bring to your mind's eye someone that you love deeply. And share your light with that person. See them in the light of truth. In Lakesh, I am another you. And bless them on. Now bring to your mind's eye someone who has hurt you. Someone that touches your buttons. These are our greatest teachers. See them in your mind's eye, in their innocence. And shine your light upon them. In Lakesh. I am another you. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you. I'm grateful, for I find greater strength in me. I can deepen into truth. I can rise above my thinking. And I am set free as I set you free. Now see that light, that beautiful light that you are, totally free. Blessing the whole city of New York, the state, our country, and going forth, crossing the oceans, blessing every continent, filling our entire beautiful planet Earth with light. And on this anniversary of our going to the moon, see yourself as pure light, in the moon, on the moon, seeing our beautiful planet, shining the light, knowing that our prayer for protection is on the moon. The light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. I am free to be me. I am free to create anew. I am free to renew myself over and over again. For I have made more room for the golden Buddha to come forth and awaken to the very essence of my divine journey to be a presence of light, that my very presence is a healing presence, for I am here to love, to see love, to be love, the greatest harmonizing power there is, love, and I am willing and able to step forth in faith as I reimagine myself living my life like it's golden, living my life from the fullness of spirit, living my life knowing that I'm here for a divine purpose. And take a moment now to be in the stillness, in the silence, simply allowing the light that you are to bring forth your becoming. Thank you. gently begin to come back. Notice your breath. Feel your feet on the floor. Take a breath in gratitude. Every breath I take with the awareness that I am God and God in me, and I'm here to shine my light. I am the golden Buddha. I am the light of the world. I am love. And I can relax in this awareness that life is for me, always blessing me. And there are a million angels right now carrying me forth to my good. Take another breath. Wiggle your fingers and begin to come back and see your heart smiling. And gently begin to open your eyes. And so it is.
Let comfort be a living theme, a river flowing from my grief, where thirsty souls can drink their fill and find in you their heart's release. And through my sorrow show me freedom and hope. Your beauty shines.
And so it is.